The Dow hits a new high.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, now offering the Booking on the Fly Delta app. You can download the app to book on the go. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll talk about the sequester with the governor of a state that's going to feel it more than any other. But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 97 points, or 0.6%, at 14,225. The NASDAQ up 0.8%, and the S&P 500 up 0.7%. That is record territory for the Dow and close to a record for the S&P 500. And for more on this big day in the markets, let's bring in Gus Fauché, senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group. He's with us live from Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what world is this stock market living in, Gus? I mean, it doesn't seem like our economy is at an all-time high in general.
Well, if we look at gross domestic product, that actually is at an all-time high. So the economy continues to expand. We're adding jobs. Consumers are purchasing more goods and services. And I think the markets are looking ahead. They think that the recovery is going to continue over the next 6-9 months or so, and their profits will continue to improve.
But you could also look ahead and see a lot of problems. We've got a weak job market. We've got a housing market that is barely in recovery. There are problems in Europe still. There are problems potentially in China. I mean, aren't there still worries ahead?
Certainly there are worries, and particularly we're concerned about what's going on in Europe and the potential for further recession there. But, you know, the job market is improving. Housing sales and prices are up. Construction is improving. And it looks like the growth in China is reaccelerating. So all in all, I think markets are looking ahead, and they're saying, you know, look, this isn't the world's greatest recovery, but on the other hand, it is continuing and that it will continue.
Well, what kind of trickle-down effect are we to expect from this market high? I mean, when are we going to start to feel that in other parts of the economy?
Well, we are starting to see that already. Consumer net worth, it looks like it's going to be hit a new record high, recover from its fall during the recession sometime over the next couple of quarters. And that's an important support to consumer spending. As stock prices increase, as housing prices increase, households are wealthier, and that makes them a little bit more willing to spend. That contributes to the recovery, and that in turn leads to, you know, further job gains and spending growth, so the process builds upon itself, and it's a positive self-reinforcing cycle.
Gus Fauché, senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.